crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my for loving you.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. Ha ha. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't marching anymore. For I killed my share of vengeance in a thousand different fights. I was there at the little big horn. Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men, and now they want me back again, but I us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with a saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore. I ain't marching anymore. Yeah.
come back on the refineries. Iron Man says, son, if it was up to me, I'd go down to see the yeah. He says, son, don't you understand?
Thank you. playing in the street again. Don't you know what happened down there? A youth of 14 got shot down there. The cocaine guns jammed downtown. The killing clowns, the blood money men. Shooting foes, Washington bullets again. As every cell in Chile will tell the cries of the tortured men. Remember Allende and the days before, before the army came. Remember Victor Jara in the Santiago Stadium. Es verdad, those Washington bullets again. And in the Bay of Pigs in 1961, Havana for the Playboy and the Cuban Sun. For Castro is the color is a redder than red. Those Washington bullets want Castro dead. For Castro is the color.
Yes, we'll rally round the flag, boys, we'll rally once again.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom.
We will rally from the hillside, we'll rally from the plain.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom.
The Union forever, hurrah, boys, hurrah. Down with the traitor, up with the star. While we rally round the flag, boys, we'll rally once again. Shouting the battle cry of freedom. We are springing to the call of our brothers gone before.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom.
And we'll fill the vacant ranks with a million free men more.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom. The Union forever, hurrah, boys, hurrah. Down with the traitor, up with the star. While we rally round the flag, boys, we'll rally once again. Shouting the battle cry of freedom.
We will welcome to our numbers the loyal, true and brave.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom.
And although he may be poor, he shall never be a slave.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom. The Union forever. Hurrah, down with the traitor, up with the star. While we rally round the flag, boys, we'll rally once again. Shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Papa Sam. concerned. Everybody, they wanna go home. So Mama San says,
love can comprehend. suicide.
Suicide.
Don't punish me
suicide.
With brutality.
Suicide.
Talk to me
suicide.
So you can see.
Put the Lord right on me. Crazy Chester followed me, and he cut me in the fall. He said, I will fix your rat if you take Jack, my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed me when you can?
WMFO, Medford.
67 years ago, so began the message of a war-weary President Abraham Lincoln, a message written on the back of an envelope on the train on the way to dedicate a battlefield where men from the North and South had died at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. 67 years ago, our forefathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense,